Hello and welcome to the award-winning podcast, My Dad Wrote a Brexit.
No,
which is a very popular podcast you've been heard about all on the news, I'm sure, winning all the awards.
If I'm honest, I think these opening sections are becoming contrived.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, don't let's chat. Hello and welcome to Don't Let's Chat with me, Ben Baker.
And me, Phil Cattrall. Hello.
And in this episode, nothing about 1987. Absolutely nothing.
To be fair, we've said everything about 1987. There's nothing left. We couldn't...
There is nothing left to say about that. This week, we've got one kind of branching story which has led into all the charts. Because apparently June 3rd, which is when this podcast will go out initially, is boring. Nothing happened.
It's quite poor.
Yeah, but we did find one story, and that story was...
Lola by the Kinks.
It is, of course, the anniversary of... not Lola being recorded as such,
no.
Is it?
Well, ish. One word of Lola being recorded.
Yes, I mean, it's famous now that the BBC went to ban the song by the Kinks, Lola. Not because it was about a man falling in love with a transsexual, but because it said Coca-Cola, which was against all the BBC's advertising laws and stuff like that, wasn't it?
Yes.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola.
And so Ray Davies was forced to make a 6,000-mile round-trip flight from New York to London and then back again in the middle of their American tour in 1970 to record Cherry Cola and go back again. And that's the kind
I wish he'd just done it in a really sort of bored...
Cherry Cola.
And they just had to splice it in.
I wish he'd like recorded some, like, you know, some wild tracks inside. Dandelion and Burdock. Orbits.
If he'd predicted orbits, that would have been, would have been impressive.
Really impressive, yeah. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. It was horrible. So, yeah, he had to record Coca-Cola into Cherry Cola. But more importantly, that's just a sort of petty fact that we love.
Yep.
So we found kind of three lists this week that kind of fit into that theme of that story. And our first one is what, Phil?
It is from Reader's Digest and is a list of bizarre things that have been banned around the world.
Number one on the list is magazines are an actually readable size.
No. Number one on the list is baby walkers.
Yeah, babies getting everywhere, coming around here, going over there again, walking. What?
So, specifically, in Canada, they've been banned to keep children safe, because kids are more likely to fall over if they're sort of stood up. They were banned in 2004, so you either crawl or you learn to walk by yourself. No handouts, no government assistance. If you're caught with a baby walker in your possession, or you're selling one, you can be fined up to $100,000.
That is... Calendar, if you're listening, no more babies. Just stop. It's not worth it.
If you're caught with a baby in your possession, or you're selling one, you can be fined... No, it doesn't say.
Yeah, that baby smuggling ring that they had. We all heard on the grown-up news.
We did.
Number two.
Number two. Too much ketchup, mayo and vinaigrette.
I mean, what?
Right, in France... Those three condiments are limited in public schools in an effort to improve the dietary quality of the school's meals for the students. So the fact they have to specify vinaigrette tells you that it's France.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, the rule states that all sauces must not be in free access but served according to the dish. So if your food does not come with tomato ketchup, you are not having any, which, you know... Given how people seem to behave in McDonald's when free ketchup is available, I think that's probably fair. That's probably fair.
Three.
Valentine's Day.
Yes, I agree. And that's nothing to do with the fact I'm single and miserable.
So, Pakistan, Indonesia and Saudi Arabia are all banned from celebrating Valentine's Day. Specifically, Pakistan banned it in 2017 because it's not a Muslim tradition and it focuses on love that isn't directed towards God.
I mean, Clinton cards might do a range of, oh, thinking about you and your thighs today, God, you know, can't wait to squish you, oodles and doodles of noodles. God, you know, like...
Hang on, what? Did you just say loodles?
I'm not in the greeting card writing profession, I apologise.
I can't think why.
Yeah.
Please write to Moonpig forthwith.
Yeah. Dear Ian... No. He'll know if you've been at Garage to buy flowers. He knows. He just knows. He sees.
I prefer the idea that it's just some angry single person sat in an office going, do you know what? No Valentine's Day anymore. No Valentine's Day. Look, I've written a law.
At four?
Obesity.
I mean, you could try.
It'd be a problem for me. So, in Japan, if you're between the ages of 40 and 74, there is a law that mandates the company you work for measures your waistline. If your waistline is larger than government-mandated limits, you're given dietary guidance and your company could be fined. So...
Oh, good old Japan. I mean, it's totally acceptable to go and sleep in a locker and have sex with anything.
Yeah. Mostly tentacles.
But like a couple of pies on a weekend, and suddenly the old Nazi police come out.
I don't know exactly how it's sold. I think it's just more in a you are a drain on society, fix this at once sort of way.
I mean, if I had a pound for every time someone had come and said that to me, you know, I'd have enough for McDonald's.
Good news for me is I've got 5 months to sort myself out before...
death.
Well, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, fine.
Lacy underwear.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she used to voice Meg in Family Guy? Voices
very,
replaced by,
very good. Until she watched it and went, oh, no.
Lacy underwear, where's that banned?
That is banned in Russia, Belarus and Kazakhstan. Regulations were passed in 2013 saying that clothing that touches your skin has to contain at least 6% cotton. So...
I mean, as problems in Russia go... Some lace. It wasn't really high. Do you remember when all them people were in a coma because they wore the wrong negligee? Very, very much the erotic capital of England was Salisbury. You know, it's like a carry-on film 24/7.
That's it. But, you know, they all died because their skin couldn't breathe.
Six.
Reincarnation.
I mean, that's one if you can. If you can sit. Whoa, I see you. Stop turning into a jackal type creature.
So Buddhist monks in Tibet can only be reincarnated with permission from the Chinese government.
And as we all know, they're very easygoing and laid back, the Chinese government. So I'm sure they're just like, hey, Richie, you go and have some reincarnation. It's fine.
So apparently the general thinking is that... they put the law in place to basically make it so to insult the Dalai Lama and have the public not think as highly of him. The idea being that it's like, well, you know, the Dalai Lama is reincarnated. Ah, but now he's broken the law because he didn't ask. Ah. I don't really understand how that's supposed to work.
Yeah. And that, you know, what, well, I've been asking for that free Tibet for ages. I have not received. But my garage is full of Nelson Mandelas, so, you know, it's not all bad.
I like the idea, though, that it's that they know he's going to come back anyway, but then what, they can just arrest him? Because...
For reincarnating in a built-up area, you know, and get your hair cut. Well, I think that solved the China-Tibet crisis suitably enough.
Yep.
On the seven.
All fixed. Seven, noise.
If this is just your roundabout way of saying you don't want to do the podcast anymore.
So in Victoria, Australia, you're restricted from making any loud noises during certain times. Noises banned at night when people are most likely trying to fall asleep. And on Good Friday, loud noises are banned all day long. So...
That's intriguing.
I mean, sounds all right.
Yeah. Keep your Mick Molloy Show DVDs down to a respectable level, people. Come on. I kind of get the noise thing, like, you know, just in general. Like, you know, for example, if I lived in a road where someone just got a motorbike, you know, that'd be really, really frustrating if they just kept coming in and out when you were trying to record a podcast. But
I wish you'd mentioned it.
Yeah, I know. But thanks to the unique way that this podcast isn't funded, I would be arrested if I threw a half brick at his head.
There's a Patreon goal.
Yeah, $100 a month and I'll throw a half brick at my neighbour's head. Why not?
That's probably not allowed. I don't think that's within Patreon's terms of service.
£1,000 murder. I mean, where's the sliding scale? Come on.
$1,000 a month, I will murder a man as chosen by listeners.
Yeah. You know, and you'll get early access to those murders as well, of course.
At a higher bit rate.
Yeah, I promise to do less advertising during the murders. It won't be like Aircast where you suddenly get into a right good gruesome like strangulation and then you go do-do-do-do. Oh, why do you buy The Economist? Do-do-do-do. Oh, he's come back and he's dead now.
You got a big hammer with Squarespace right on the side of it.
Should move on very swiftly.
Yes.
To eight.
Chocolate eggs.
Chocolate eggs. Sorry.
No. Specifically, in the United States, Kinder Surprise eggs are banned because there might be a choking hazard. Apparently, people have been detained in airports trying to smuggle them in.
I mean, is it smuggling or is it just having some Kinder eggs in your bag?
I mean, if they're illegal, then it is smuggling. That is how you define it. It wouldn't. You can't just call it having some cocaine in your bag. It's still smuggling.
I was just showing it to someone. I'm going to take it right back. Well, it's not even like they're doing crazy crocos anymore.
I can't work out how people were choking on these things because it's a great big plastic egg.
Were people choking on the contents of the egg or were they just going, smashing an extra egg and swallowing this big plastic oval down hole? So, I mean, I wouldn't put it past some people, but still.
Were they trying to just eat the entire egg in one go? Is that what they were
doing? I can only assume so, yeah. It's like, I am a very busy man. I do not have time to separate the contents of this egg.
It would make the film Cool Hand Luke a much different film.
Just ate one and chucked it.
Nine. Lip syncing. In 2005, the president of Turkmenistan banned lip syncing to preserve true culture. And while he was about it, he also banned opera and ballet, saying they were unnecessary.
I don't think that's for any one human being to decide.
No, exactly. The idea of, like, no, you don't need that.
Also, to be fair, they should send, like, Rick Blacksill, the producer of Top of the Pops, over there to show him what happened when they stopped lip syncing. It was bloody awful. It got, no, I say now, KW West doesn't sound nearly as good when they have to do it live, do they?
Jive Bunny was terrible.
You are decadely incorrect. You're vastly awful. Shakespeare, sister, stay, more like go away. Quickly.
They're back now. They're back now. Check it out.
Are they on the internet?
That might be like the worst plug anyone has done for anything.
Yeah. Should listen. It's good. Nine. Shakespeare's sister banned in England for 20 years due to fannying about on a table.
Fannying about. That's about as good as Shakespeare's sister banned because unnecessary.
Look, too many people were swallowing the members of Shakespeare's sister whole without looking into the contents.
Loads of x-rays with Marcella Detroit in your esophagus.
Oh, she was furious. Oh, 10!
Memes.
That'd mean we'd have to talk to each other, like, properly in full sentences and stuff. Not just go, oh, where's that Homer going backwards again?
So, this is apparently Australia's strict copyright rules that say it's illegal to create and share memes. Distributing an infringing article that prejudicially affects the copyright owner is against the law. I mean, doesn't that only mean that...
I mean, that's literally all of
it. Yeah. Well, does it prejudicially affect the rights of the copyright owner?
Well, it's not like anyone's going, oh, no, actually, I won't buy that Simpsons DVD because I've seen this gif of Grandpa walking into the burlesque club.
And then back out again.
So that's enough for me, to be honest with you. I'll just watch that 3-second loop forever.
I think there's an argument to say, though, that if you've seen, like, the steamed ham memes, you don't need to see the actual bit of that episode. So that's...
No, to be fair, that one is solid. Which is ironic, because one of the steamed hams ones in our chart that we did back then was the Australian dub.
It was.
So they must have had to go out of the county lines of New Zealand just to do that.
I think that's how it works, yeah. They're next door, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can go across the Australia-New Zealand border. That's a thing.
Yes. That's why they should bring Brexit in sooner. So...
Sure.
That was 10 ridiculous things that have been banned. Some of them actually less ridiculous than trying to swallow a former member of Bananarama. But...
Marcella Detroit wasn't in Bananarama. You're doing it wrong, Ben. Come on.
Oh.
Well, I used to take Ray down transvestite clubs and have an entertaining evening and introduce us to different people. So that was good for Ray, you know. It was good for a writer, and he could... Whereas I just think they're amusing characters he could write about them.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho where you drink champagne. It tastes just like cherry cola.
Right, well, continuing the Lola re-recording theme that we've got going on. Of course, that was the BBC's law. They said you couldn't say Coca-Cola because then people would go, whoa, Ray Davies off of Kink said Coca-Cola. I had no idea that product existed before.
Yeah. The BBC endorses a soft drink.
Yes. So what I've done is I've got 10 lyrics that mention brands.
Right.
But to keep it BBC friendly, I've taken those out and replaced them with generic terms.
Okay.
So all I want is the word that's missing. So we'll start with a nice easy one. Number one, there was a little old lady who was walking down the road. She was struggling with her bags from shop.
Tesco?
Correct. Smile, okay. Of course, Lily Allen. You okay. See, nice as well. Number two. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like nut-in-mouth product, I am guaranteed to satisfy.
Is it Snickers, Ben?
It is. From 1 week by the Benecked Ladies. Three. Sergeant O'Leary's walking the beat. At night he becomes a bartender. He works at Mr. Cacciatore's down on Sullivan Street, across from the medical centre. And he's trading in his Chevy for a ca-
Sorry, could you repeat that last part?
He's trading in his Chevy for a ca- It sounds like a dolphin trying to escape.
It does. I don't know the answer either.
He's actually a Cadillac is what he says.
Of course it is.
Which is a little bit Mars Attacks.
Yeah, a little bit.
From Moving Out, Anthony's song by Billy Joel.
Good.
Four, I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee, drives me round in his not car.
I think it's JCB, Ben. I think it's
this JCB. Is from Dislope's JCB song, well done. Five. I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry in edible mouth waxings.
I'm doing my best not to call you an idiot because I realise that's becoming, you know, it's becoming de rigueur at this point.
Yes.
Is it Chapstick, Ben?
It is Chapstick. I kissed a girl with Katy Perry, of course. Six. Grew a moustache and a mullet. Got a job at American Chicken related establishment. Brackets, not that one.
It's Chick-fil-A, Ben.
It is Chick-fil-A from Army by Ben Folds. Five. Seven. And I said, what about breakfast at shop? You can't even have breakfast at, you stupid song idiot!
I think it's Tiffany's.
Yes, Tiffany's. I can't remember the song. But yeah. It's...
Do you remember the film, though?
I do, and I think I kind of liked it.
I didn't. It's got that really, really racist stuff.
Number eight. He wear no shoe shine. He got toe jam football. He got monkey finger. Now, that's not it, in case you're thinking. Monkey finger has not been replaced for a more popular brand of Simeon Digi. He shoot popular human juice drink.
I don't know this one. I know
it's the same as a lowly one, to be fair.
Oh, it's Coca-Cola, is it?
Issue Coca-Cola, indeed, from Come right. Together by Battles. 9. I said, do you speak my language? And he just smiled and gave me, I do not know what this is, but I will not eat sandwich.
Again, I don't know this.
It's Vegemite.
Oh, is it? Oh, of course it is. Yes. Yeah.
From Down Under, my man at work. 10. I'm a kill the French ambassador girl in a kill the French ambassador world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair and dress me everywhere. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer.
I guess it had to happen at some point. It's Barbie, Ben. It's Barbie.
Yes, Barbie. Well done. That concludes Top Flight Quiz for this week, which was sponsored by Generic Ham Sandwich.
Yeah, good one. Yeah.
Good meat product.
Everyone knows ham sandwiches are always sponsoring podcasts, Ben. Good improv.
Hey, if a mattress can't...
I'm not yes-anding you out of this one. I'm not.
I'm Don Keogh, president of the Coca-Cola Company. When we brought you the new taste of Coke, we knew that millions would prefer it, and millions do. And we knew that it would beat the taste of our major competitor, and it does. What we didn't know was how many thousands of you would phone and write asking us to bring back the classic taste of original Coca-Cola. Well, we read and we listened, and you know the rest. They're both yours, the new taste of Coke and Coca-Cola Classic. Your right of choice is back.
Our final list for this week.
Okay, so Lola, Coca-Cola, we've established that link. That's there, that's safe. No one's taking that away. Coke relaunched as New Coke in the 80s, mid-80s?
Yes, mid-80s, yeah. Which is one of those things that we've seen loads of references to in films and sitcoms, but I don't think it ever got here.
No, I don't think it did. But USA Today has a list of 50 biggest product flops that we're just going to pick some out of.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, what's the first one they've got then?
The first one they've got is Google Glass. It was glasses that had a heads-up display on, basically.
Yeah.
So they launched it in 2013.
Isn't it that long ago?
It went for like 2 years and didn't sell very well. And there was all sorts of odd things that happened, like people getting beaten up for wearing them because...
They look like a knob.
Well, A, that, but B, if you've got a camera like attached to your face at all times, people get a bit funny about it.
They don't like that. They don't like that, do they? They don't,
no. So yeah, there were concerns on privacy, there were bugs, there was low battery life, places were starting to ban them from public spaces.
Let's be honest, if you just want to get all the information, just wait till they go up on Facebook and they'll just give you it voluntarily. So, not so much. What's next?
What's next is the Apple Newton.
Is that the one that uses in The Simpsons?
That is exactly the one.
Hey, Dolph, take a memo on your Newton. Beat up Martin. Bah!
But he does write beat up Martin on it, and it becomes eat up Martha.
Yeah, that's it.
And ironically, by saying eat up Martha, that's how Batman and Superman stopped fighting at the end of that film.
That's exactly it. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So one of my friends in, I think it was sixth form, had one of these, and yeah, it wasn't good. And it also had like its own alphabet if you wanted it to really recognise stuff properly. So it was almost you wrote an A, but you had to write the A in a specific way for it to definitely recognise it every time.
What's next?
Satisfries.
That's not a pun.
It's not.
It sounds a bit like a thing.
So, 2013, Burger King introduced new fries that were a healthy alternative to traditional French fries. So they used a less porous batter, so the fry absorbed less oil than regular fries. They didn't really explain that very well to customers. They just sort of stuck it on the menu. They were more expensive and nobody bought them, so they discontinued them less than a year after they were introduced.
Presumably so they could turn around and go, oh, we tried to do healthier. You know.
Would you like more expensive healthy chips or twice as many terrible chips?
Yeah.
Have twice as many terrible ones, please.
Would you like a carrot or a Twix? It's not really. What's next? The carrot Twix?
No. Premier smokeless cigarettes.
The challenge? to create the cigarette of the 90s. The vision, to provide our consumers with a cleaner way to smoke. The goal, to continue a long tradition of technological leadership. You stand at the threshold of a new era in smoking enjoyment. You are about to introduce one of the most dramatic advances in the history of the tobacco industry. The Cleaner Smoke Premier.
The second largest U.S. tobacco company started marketing a smokeless tobacco product that was safer than a cigarette. But smokers apparently missed the smoke, the burn on it, flicking the ash off. It was also had an unpleasant chemical taste, which one user described as resembling burning plastic. So the company sunk $1 billion into the product, man, before pulling it off the market within a year.
I mean, this is the thing. It's like going, hey, smokers, do you want a healthy alternative to smoking? No, that's why we smoke. What's next?
What's next? Cheetos lip balm. Do I have to explain this?
What? Cheetos lip balm. As in the not what's its orange puffed crisp thing. Yep. As a lip balm.
It's more just, my lips are a bit dry. Do you know what will help with that? Cheese. Cheese will help.
I've only had 5 lip balms up my own. And you know what? I tried lighting them and it was still better than that smokeless cigarette. Oh, God. Let's move on quickly.
Okie doke. Right, next up. Clairol's Touch of Yoghurt Shampoo.
A Touch of Yoghurt coming to ITV this summer. David Jason voices a sentient yoghurt.
Jack Yoghurt, yep, that's his name. So, this was 1979, and there was a trend at the time of incorporating food ingredients like lemon, herbs, honey into beauty ingredients.
So,
Clairol went, oh, we're going to put yoghurt in there. Yeah. A lot of people were quite confused, and there were cases of people eating the shampoo.
Oh, no! I mean, we've all smelled something and gone, oh, that smelled positively something you'd eat. You know, like, I don't know, a Cheetos lip balm.
I was going to say, this is the reverse of the Cheetos lip balm, where this is like, no, I don't want to put that in my mouth. Why would I do that?
Anna, a bad idea. Why did no one warn me that squirting detergent into my own mouth was a terrible idea? Simply because it smells a bit like alcohol.
Delicious, delicious shampoo, Ben. It was the way of the future.
Oh, I mean, if they did provide an edible shampoo, it would still be a horrible idea. What's next?
Well, kind of the reverse of this one. Kitchen entrees.
Like I said, kitchen on fire.
No. This was 1982. It was a range of frozen meals from Colgate. So, frozen meal market in the 80s was fairly crowded anyway. So, launching frozen meals with a toothpaste logo on the box didn't go well. Really didn't go well.
I mean, you know, the TV dinners by Domestos were clearly, you know, like... Do you know, I think that sometimes people are a bit rat poison. You know what? It'd be good if it could just get that frozen aisle. Next.
The DeLorean DMC-12.
The DeLorean. Gullwing doors rise effortlessly, beckoning you inside. The sleek, stainless steel DeLorean. Beautifully crafted for long life, the DeLorean is one of the most awaited automobiles in automotive history. Drive the DeLorean. Live the dream today.
It's an interesting one when I found out it was an actual, like, car people could buy. You know.
I mean, it looks really cool. I think the problem with it is that it's, from what I remember, it's a very, very sort of heavy car, and it doesn't drive very well. And John DeLorean got arrested for cocaine trafficking in 1982, which, you know, apparently he was doing to keep the company going.
That's the power of drugs. When did it go bust then?
So they introduced the car in like 1981.
Right.
He was arrested for the cocaine trafficking in 1982.
So presumably it was like used in the film as an anachronism, like, ah, you remember that thing? Like if we'd had a Sinclair C5.
I think they just used it because it looked cool, which is fair, because it does look cool.
It does look cool. Next.
Friendster.
I remember the name Friendster, but it was, again, Social Network, yeah?
Yeah, it was indeed. Introduced in 2002.
Okay.
When your social media site is less well known now than, I don't know, Bebo,
that's probably what I'd have thought.
Screwed up. So they had a spike in the number of subscribers a bit after launch, and it just sort of couldn't deal with it, so everyone just migrated away from it and everyone went to Facebook and stuff instead. It was kept going until 2015, which is astonishing.
See, if they launched in 2002, in theory, they could have had the drop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I joined MySpace in, 2006, maybe 5. Facebook was definitely 2007. And even that, I remember being invited to Facebook and going, not another one. Because I'd already joined Bebo for one friend who was using it. And I had MySpace. And at least on MySpace, you can have your music, you know, and, you know, arrange your friends and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It seemed... And it was very low leveling. It was like you did that and then you went away and did something like useful. And our final terrible idea, bad product, is...
Microsoft Zune.
Like, the Zune is not something I've ever seen anyone with. It's just the punchline. It became an internet punchline for a bad idea for a product.
It's called a Zune. It's what everybody's listening to on Earth nowadays. It's got 300 songs on it.
Well, I mean, everyone had got MP3 players at that point, and most of them had given up doing anything other than, like, budget-level models. So, yeah, 2006, Microsoft introduced that, which was well after the iPod came out. I'd got a Creative one in, like, 2002, I think.
First one was Creative.
So it wasn't a terrible device or anything. It's just it wasn't as good as the iPad. And then there was a number of reported bugs that didn't help. So it was introduced in 2006. End of 2008, pretty much all 30 gigabyte Zune stopped functioning because the underlying code had failed to account for the extra day in leap years. So that's good. If you'd got a 30 gig device in 2006, that wouldn't have been cheap. End of 2015, Microsoft discontinued everything relating to the Zune. There's nothing left of it now.
And also the problem with the Microsoft Zune is that it's called the Microsoft Zune.
It's not a good name, is it?
It sounds like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon from 1972. New Shmoo and the Zune coming up to get on your tits.
Can I just say, on the subject of the new Shmoo, you can include this or not, I don't mind. Someone said to me that they never watched the new Shmoo because they said they'd never seen the original one, so they didn't have a jumping on point.
Yeah, no. Here comes the Shmoo! So, I think that's a successful episode of failure.
Yeah.
If Ray Davies could make that 6,000-mile round trip to record one word, so what do you reckon we've done, about 36,000 in an hour?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So I like that our friend Justin always shares our podcast, and thank you for everyone who does. Please do continue. We're at Twitter, @.letschat. But he always shares it as, it's good, and it's an acceptable length of time.
Do you know what? That is increasingly important to me in a podcast. It really is. Yeah. I genuinely appreciate him saying that. It's like, it's about half
that's
an hour.
Fair. Considering genuinely, the recording session for the last episode was 85 minutes.
Yep.
And I got that down to 37-ish. But there is a 10-minute section I had to take out of there, which will be appearing in a very special Patreon episode, which people should be getting. So if you'd like to support us on Patreon, as I say, we're just happy for people to just share the links, say nice things. You know, I'd say write reviews and stuff, but I don't know what you'd write a review on. Your nan's face. Write a review on your nan's face. 5 stars. Some funny bits.
All funny bits. You know. No, you can't go 5 stars and say some funny bits.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't want to build myself up that much.
Well, then don't give yourself 5 stars.
Well, I'm not going to not. God. You don't respect our Star Foundation. So look forward to lots more of this, and if you're on Patreon, even more. I don't know if that's a recommendation to go on that.
Yeah. I mean, you've got options. If you like it, you can go on Patreon. If you don't like it, then definitely don't go on Patreon, because there's always more and it's always worse.
Yeah. Or buy a Zune.
Sure. If anyone's listened to this on a Zune, please let us know. Send us a picture of you listening to this on a Zune, and I don't know, I'll send you a bag of crisps.
Yeah, he will. He will do. So, until next time, I have been Nut in Mouth Products.
And I have been HD DVD.
It could have had a chance. Goodbye.
Done with this sort of thing.
Careful now.
Do we need to add a clarification to say that we don't endorse murder? I feel like we might.